AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. At least 30 people are dead, more than 80 others wounded in a suicide bombing at a bank in Afghanistan. AP's Ashraf Khalil reports from Cairo.
At this point, no group has claimed responsibility for the attack. However, Afghanistan does have a very active insurgency. The Taliban is still a very active presence in Afghanistan.
Police say a man on a motorcycle set off his bomb amid a crowd of soldiers and civilians who had gathered at the bank to collect their pay. The arrest of several members of a criminal gang in the border city of Reynosa, Mexico, touches off a series of gun battles. Mexican authorities say at least three gunmen are dead in the city across the border from McAllen, Texas. A Mexican state official who was not authorized to be quoted by name confirms a top member of the Gulf Cartel's Reynosa faction is among those taken into custody. President Obama chastises Senate Republicans for the delay in approving his nominee for Attorney General. Mark Smith with more.
The president says Loretta Lynch has now waited longer than the seven prior attorney general nominees combined. He says the five-month holdup is unconscionable.
Enough. Call Loretta Lynch for a vote. Get her confirmed. Put her in place. Let her do her job. This is embarrassing.
Obama tells reporters only political gamesmanship explains what's happened to his proposed replacement for Eric Holder. Some Republicans oppose Lynch because she won't break with Obama on his immigration actions, but a vote's also gotten snarled in a dispute over abortion language in a human trafficking bill. Mark Smith at the White House.
It has taken more than a day for all the wrecked tractor trailers to be cleared from I-80 across Wyoming. The highway was closed on Thursday and Friday because of the series of massive pileups west of Cheyenne caused by a snowstorm. There were a number of injuries, but no fatalities. This is AP Radio News. A surveillance video is the key evidence that led to murder charges against Suge Knight. Entertainment editor Oscar Wells Gabriel with more.
The video is silent but graphic. It shows Suge Knight rolling over two men with his pickup truck, killing one of them. There is no audio on the clip, which was taken from a security camera near the fast food restaurant where the incident occurred in late January. There is also a recording of a police interview with a man who survived being struck by Knight's pickup. Superior Court Judge Ronald Cohen used the evidence to determine that it should be up to a jury to decide whether Knight is guilty of the murder and attempted murder charges against him. Knight claims he was the target of an ambush and was fearing for his life. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Basketball Hall of Famer Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is recovering after undergoing quadruple coronary bypass surgery at Ronald Reagan UCLA Medical Center. His doctor says the 68-year-old former NBA and UCLA star is expected to make a full recovery. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.